Nobody asked you to say anything.
In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music. These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation, usually consisting of a theme. The tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, "I made you this mixtape." I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind, whenever you mind. I was climbing up onto a roof the other day at work when I realized that in order for me to get to where I was going, it would take a big commitment from my body. You see, the top of the stepladder was about 5 feet shy from reaching the roof hatch above it. No other ladder would fit in the small hallway. This was it. I was going to have to do a chin-up, then twist around with my body and get into an iron cross position to switch to the other side of the hole. Then I would need to reach up and climb the first few rungs of the hatch ladder with just my hands until I could get my feet high enough to support me. I call it air conditioner repairman parkour. It's easy if you have Yoda on your back and are training on Dagobah. But I didn't, and this wasn't. Standing in that hallway, I considered my options, which were man up, you sissy, or... well, that was it. It was time to put my cowboy hat on. I pulled off the incredibly dexterous move, and I'm glad to say that nobody was there to see me do it, as I'm sure that I looked like a drunk monkey with vertigo auditioning for Cirque du Soleil. Popping that hatch and hauling myself up onto the roof, I found myself quoting Roger Murtaugh. That was Danny Glover's character in the Lethal Weapon movies. I'm getting too old for this. They say youth is wasted on the young, but I think that we forget how many times we bonked our heads in stairwells looking for the right way to win this game of life. Sooner or later, you learn to duck, and that's the trade-off. Youth for wisdom. Now, I'm not all that long in the tooth, but I've had enough of them kicked in by the world to know, and I'm sure that you can relate, that every once in a while, I will look down that roof hatch of life and realize that I left my screwdriver in the truck. On this episode of I Made You This Mixtape, we'll be listening to a tape dedicated to all you old folks out there. Don't worry, I don't have a Vine account or know what a Twitter hashtag does either, but... Hey kid, go back down and get me that screwdriver. Because I said so. Hold on, I need to press play.
Get your feet wet. Got your heart broken. Didn't pan out like you'd hope. But you played fair and you swear that love had a damn deck stand. And you just won't put it behind you, but you see it and you dwell on the past. Well, can't you see you can't see tomorrow as long as you're looking back? You had someone you could count on. You believed in, bet your life on. But your back turned and the knife fell. You swear that payback is gonna be hell. Now you just can't trust anybody, 'cause a friend was just a snake in the grass. Boy, can't you see you can't see tomorrow as long as you're looking back? Till you let go of what's gone. No, you're never gonna trust anybody if you sit here and you dwell on the past. Oh, can't you see you can't see tomorrow as long as you're looking back? Got your feet wet, got your heart broke, didn't pan out like you'd hoped. Got your feet wet, got your heart broke, didn't pan out like you would down.
above and the devil below him. You got your reasons and I got my wants. Still got that feeling, but I'm too old to die young now.
Every other one on our block. You wake up so early to go work. Another 40-hour week just to pay taxes and watch TV. So I'll be waiting for you.
child alone and wild, a cabinet maker's son. His hands were meant for different work, and his heart was known to none. He left his home and went his lone and solitary way, and he gave to me a gift I know I never can repay. A quiet man of music denied a simpler fate. He tried to be a soldier once, but his music wouldn't wait. He earned his love through discipline, a thundering velvet hand. Gentle means of sculpting souls took me years to understand. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a legacy to the leader of the band. My brothers' lives were different, for they heard another call. One went to Chicago and the other to St. Paul. And I'm in Colorado when I'm not in some hotel, living out this life I've chose and come to know so well. I love you near enough. The leader of the band is tired and his eyes are growing old, but his blood runs through my instrument and his song is in my soul. My life has been a poor attempt to imitate the man. I'm just a living legacy to the leader of the band. I am a living legacy to the leader of the
years go flying by. I really would, you know I stay.
Hey.
No way.
Hey.
That I'd go away. You could be handy, man, and a fuse when our lights have gone.
Here sitting in the dark,
I could knit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday mornings, go for a ride.
Tell me
you. Two in the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me?
Will you still feed me
when I'm 64?
And
every summer we can rent a cottage on the Isle of Wight.
If it's not too dear,
it's so near we can scrimp and save
and scrimp and scrimp and save
and save
and grandchildren.
Yes, I can see them sitting there.
Where?
Right there. A seat so sweet. Ah. Send me
please
a postcard.
Send me a
drop
postcard.
Drop me a line.
Just tell me what's new. What's your point of view?
What, indicate what precisely you what you mean to say.
Cause
you're sincerely wasting away.
Won't you
give me your answer?
So
fill in a form.
No
mine forevermore.
Feed me
when I'm 64. Ooh. Two in the garden, man in a fuse. You and me, darling, we got nothing to lose. I'll still love you when I'm 64.
I will still feed you.
I will still need you each and every day forever.
To sail upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall, 'cause you've seen it all. You've seen it all. I've watched the men who rode you, they switch from sails to steam, and in your belly you hold the treasure you have ever seen, and most of them are dreams. Yes, most of them are dreams. Well, yes, I am a pirate, a few hundred years too late. The cannons don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an under 40 victim of fate. Arriving too late, arriving too late. I've done a bit of smuggling, well, I've run my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. It's never meant to last. Never meant to last. Well, I've been drunk now for over 2 weeks. I've passed out and I've rallied and I've sprung a few leaks. But I've gotta stop wishing, I've gotta go fishing down to rock bottom again. Just a few friends, just a few friends, just a few friends, just a few friends.
Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
When I was young, I had a lot of pep. I could get around, didn't need no help.
But now you're old and getting gray. The people all look at you and say, too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Could jump just like a deer,
but now you need a new landing gear.
I used to could jump a picket fence,
but now you're lucky if you jump an inch.
Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
I was young, I had an automobile.
Now they push you around in a chair with wheels.
Had to fight the gals off with a stick.
But now they say he makes me sick. Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. I was young and in my prime, the gals all used to stand in line.
But now they go the other way, and as they leave I hear them say,
too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting too old, he's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Little old man, little old man, staring down the road, swinging on the bus. It's getting kind of cold. Boss finally gets there.
Where did he go?
you for the ride. And the driver said, this is the middle of nowhere, son. He pulls off to the side, and the old man said, it might look that way to you.
Sister Betty Lou, and we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place, and if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now, but there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend, Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool. With a couple of redneck boys, one great big fat biker man. I heard David yell across the room, hey buddy, how about a helping hand? I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold, hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
When your life is over, and you're reaching the end. The river of Jordan is around the bend. Will you be counting all the trophies that you won? Or will you look back on the things left undone? When a stranger came knocking, you let him in. Was there food on your table, or that down and out for rent? Did you hide in the shadows, or did you walk in the sun? Why didn't you learn how to just forgive someone? So many years back, with the things left undone. When a stranger came knocking, down and out for rent, did you hide in the shadows, or did you walk in the sun? Do you regret the things left undone?
down in Dallas, an old man chimed in, and I thought he was out of his head. Just being a young man, I just laughed it off when I heard what that old man had said. He said, I'll never again turn the young ladies' heads or go running off into the wind. I'm three quarters home from the start to the end, and I wish I was 18 again. I wish I was 18 again, going where I've never been. Pretend. I wish I was 18 again. Now time turns the pages, and oh, life goes so fast. The years turn the black hair all gray. Talk to some young folks, hey, they don't understand the words this old man's got to say. I wish I was 18 again, going where I pretend. I wish I was 18 again. Lord, I wish I was 18 again.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We are also available through Podomatic and iTunes. Tell the world you are a tapehead and pick up I Made You This Mixtape gear in our online store. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. Main Street Meats, located in the State of Maine Cheese Building on Route 1 in Rockport, on the web at mainmeat.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at four locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. This has been a Bungalow Broadcasting production, overseen by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time. A social excuse to make you